caused, they are caused. We, as if, what would he say? We misperceive all these migrating beings, deluded by illusion, grasp suffering from suffering. Thus the case is that these sufferings are not uncaused, but come from a cause. One of these causes being that one does not apprehend what is actually suffering as suffering, but holds on to it oneself. Another cause being that one apprehends what is actually selfless as having a self. So then is there a way of overcoming? Is there a technique for overcoming such suffering? Is it possible to be done or not? And there is. As was explained earlier, all of us have the Buddha nature. If one is able to transform one's own subtle body, speech, and mind into a pure form, then one is able to overcome all suffering, purify all suffering, as well as its predispositions. It's not sufficient merely that there exists this sort of technique in general. One has to implement it and generate it in one's own continuum. And nowadays one has a good opportunity, and one should use this good opportunity without wasting it. This is what it is explaining. Though some become humans in cyclic existence, few have a spiritual attitude. Fewer, through the force of the virtue of being attracted to Buddhahood, enter into the prime vehicle. Still fewer engage their entire intelligence in cultivating the glorious Vajra vehicle. Even more, those who enter into the states of the supreme bliss of Buddhahood are, alas, extremely rare. Next is a generation of enthusiasm with words taken from the General Secret Tantra. In general, the appearance of the Buddhas in the world is rare, and the appearance of the Tantra is even rarer. Thus it says, the omniscient ones arise in the world rarely, only sometimes, like an Udumbara flower, and then do not appear. Thus the reason why secret mantra is even rarer in the world is that beings who have the capacity to achieve this sort of practice are even fewer. And the remainder of it sets forth the reasons for the great power of mantra. Even ill deeds done earlier over many 10 millions of aeons, immediately upon seeing such a mandala, are all entirely removed. Thus, what need is there to mention about dwelling in the mode of mantra practice endlessly renowned? If one repeats protective secret mantra, one will achieve the unsurpassed state. Whosoever's mind is very non-fluctuating about this supreme of practices will eliminate the bad migrations and which give rise to all suffering. You great beings have today found the unparalleled finding, for all of you are thoroughly assuming this teaching by the conquerors and their children, and you great beings are dwelling and generating this yoga. Through that, tomorrow you will be born into the great vehicle. Today, during this preparation, you are approaching becoming a practitioner of secret mantra. You are approaching becoming a mantrika. Tomorrow you will be entering into the mandala, and the next day will be receiving the initiations. Through proceeding on this glorious supreme path, greatly giving rise to the great vehicle, you will become a Buddha, a one gone thus, knowing all the world, a completely emerged being of great fortune. You are becoming someone who has the potential of achieving Buddhahood in this one lifetime in dependence on the practice of highest yoga tantra. Then the next is the advice on how to analyze one's dreams.
Direction
If it's convenient, you should arrange your bed tonight so that the pillow is in the direction of the mandala. And if it's not convenient, you can do it in your imagination. Put the larger or longer piece of kusha grass under your mattress. And put the smaller one under your pillow. And you should lie down in the lion posture, that of lying on the right side. You should lie down first of all this way, and then if you turn in your sleep, that's all right, let it go. There is no way that you could screw yourself down to the mattress that way. Then in your thought, you shouldn't allow your thought to be polluted by other conceptions. You should just think of Kala Chakra. And think of the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood and the view of emptiness. Otherwise, one could first generate some faith and compassion, and then turn your mind inside and view the mind itself. If you usually sleep very deeply, you can take a point of imagination higher up, and this will cause your sleep to become lighter. If your sleep is usually too light, then you can make imagination deeper down, and that will cause it to become heavier. Thus you should engage in techniques to fall asleep within a virtuous attitude. And then if you divide the night into four periods, you should seek to analyze the types of dreams that you have in the fourth period, that one around dawn. In general, around us, there are many mysteries, many things that the eye can't see. And since we have this gross physical body, when we are extremely active with it, it's difficult to exert control. It's difficult to have direct contact with these.
But
when our consciousness becomes lighter, when we come to a semi-conscious level of consciousness, we're less involved with this gross physical body. The consciousnesses that are dependent on this gross physical body start to cease, and it's easier to make contact with such things. And this is the reason why during dream time the various signs can come, such as future events and so forth.
We have no other technique. Mm-hmm. If you have some, you see, deeper meditation, certain experience, then you can know through these ways. But ordinary people, these are none. Mm? So only alternative through dream.
Now I'm going to give you a transmission for the mantra that you should repeat tonight.
Om Ah Hung Ho Hang Cha.
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 Om Ah Hung Ho Hang Cha. You should repeat this mantra now, tonight. Sorry. That finishes it. After the mandala is offered, you should leave. I will be staying here to do some recitation.
Don't know, 当时，给咱们的老乡、老乡们、老同胞们，我再把家里面往就让我送到你。
It was explained yesterday that you should analyze your dreams in the fourth part of the night, just before dawn, and there must have been some slight signs. In general, if among our four constituents of earth, water, fire, and wind, we're particularly heavy in earth, then clear dreams won't come. But if you did have dreams and the dreams were particularly violent or fierce, that would be slightly bad. If you dream that you found flowers, in general that would be a happy occurrence in a dream, but if you found red flowers, that would not be good. But there are exceptions to that in accordance with the performance of certain rites. Again, if you had a dream that you went to a temple, but the temple was dusty or dirty or didn't have any brilliance to the light of it, that also, or you met with a divine figure, but the figure was not bright or brilliant, but was dark and so forth, those would not be good dreams either. They would be bad. In general, to dream something that makes you happy, that would be a good sign. If you had a good dream, it is said that you should not develop a lot of attachment to it. And if you had a bad dream, you should not have a lot of worry about it either. And if you didn't have any dream at all, then that's just that, neutral. And if you had a bad dream, there are ways of overcoming it. And the main of these is to meditate on emptiness.
And
And if you had a frightful dream, frightened of some particular person or being, you should take that person or being specifically as your object and strongly meditate compassion with respect to that being. If you think just as this being, just as I want happiness and don't want suffering, so this being who's making effort to harm me also wants happiness and doesn't want suffering, just like myself. Therefore, if this person had happiness, how nice it would be. May this person have happiness. I will cause this person to have happiness. This is an excellent mode of overcoming.
Mm-hmm. You see, according to my own experience, when, you see, dream some sort of nightmare, you see, sometimes reciting certain mantra and visualize certain meditation, not much effect. Then, finally, you see, at the last, last thought,
last resort.
Resort. See, remember compassion. You see, how to say it? That's altruism towards, you see, that object. Then things immediately become peace. You see, that, such things, I mean,
this happens. Mm. It actually happens, doesn't it?
So, you see, the best thing, the best protection is protect ourselves. That means protect from anger, hatred, fear. Always remain in courage, determination, love, compassion. So now, and now on top of that, I will recite, put power for this.
Scatter.
The sprinkle. Water. Simultaneously reciting the mantra. So at that time, visualize the all the, you see, bad effects throughout, throughout by the force of mantra as well as the wisdom, which understand the shunya or emptiness.
Usually when one listens to Dharma, one doesn't cover the head with a hat and so forth, but because it's very bright today, please go ahead and wear whatever hats and so forth you have. And after this is the offering of mandala. With regard to the conferral of an initiation, there are many things that the Lama must do and there are many things that the student must do.
Nyalia, Tajikum,
If you ask what are the things I have to do, I first have to generate myself as the deity. And this has to be of a mandala that has the complete exalted body, speech, and mind mandalas. Then after that, I have to establish or transform the vases. Then generate the deity in front. With regard to the generation of the deity in front, there are two types, one in which the deity is of the same entity as oneself, and the other in which the deity is a different entity from oneself. In this case, in Kama Chakra, the generation of the deity in front is of a deity that is of a different entity from oneself. And then, in order to renew one's own vow, one does a self-entry into the mandala.
And Dalai Lama is stupid, say, you know?
And if the Dalai Lama has been stupid, he must fix up his vow by entering into the mandala again. And then there is a supplication for the sake of the student and in an expression of the power of the truth. And then there's a giving of sacrificial food for the various spirits and so forth that might interrupt the conferral of initiation. Then there's the meditation on the wheel of protector deities. Those are the things that the Lama must do. The student is to bow down, wash, and wash the mouth, and then offer mandala. So we are up to the point of the student's offering mandala. Now I am within conceiving of myself as the main deity of the mandala, that is to say, as Kala Chakra. And after doing my self entry into the mandala, I have maintained conception of myself as Kala Chakra. And as it was yesterday with this three-level mandala, you are outside the eastern door. And think that from that place you are offering the mandala.
Yeah.
As was explained yesterday, in order to enter into the mandala and receive the initiation, it is necessary to fix up one's motivation, to make sure that it is conjoined with the force of the altruistic intention to become enlightened, and the wisdom that realizes the actual mode of being of phenomena. With regard to the history of when Shakyamuni Buddha set forth the Kala Chakra Tantra, there are two histories. One saying that it was 1 year after he became fully enlightened, and the other saying it was 1 year, 1 year before he died, after he had been enlightened, given the teaching and so forth, 1 year before he died. It says in the root tantra of Kala Chakra that in just the way that Buddha set forth the perfection of wisdom sutras at Vulture Peak and so forth, so like that example, he set forth this tantra, the Kala Chakra tantra, at the stupa of Drebung. The Buddha set forth this tantra for the sake of many trainees in Shambhala, both gods and humans, as illustrated by the king Suchandra.